Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakith Peeris. Happy Sunday morning. We sincerely hope you'll have a blessed day and a great Sunday. Now then, yesterday's game at the All-Car Stadium between South Africa women and Australian women was a league game. But South Africa have enough and more worries because they were bowled out in the 24th over by Australia for an appalling performance with the bat for just 97 runs. The main destroyer, Alina King, 10 overs, 2 maidens, 18 runs, 7 wickets. And the records state that is the best bowling figure by any player in the world, you know, Women's World Cup for sure. And some even gave me a call and said this is reincarnation of a Shane Warne in a female format, and rightly so, because she was unplayable. All the South African batters, I mean, players like Laura Wolverdot, the skipper, Tasmin Brits, Marizon Kapp, to name a few, were all struggling. They just couldn't read her. I mean, they couldn't read her off the wrist, they couldn't read her off the pitch, and she just ran through the side. And I'll tell you what, Alyssa Healy, the captain, did not play yesterday for Australia, and they were led by McGrath, Thalia McGrath, and she at the toss said that she'd prefer putting the South Africans into bat because the All-Car Stadium favours when you're chasing. But I don't think she'd have ever dreamt she'll get the opponents who have a strong batting lineup bowled out in the 24th over for 97. Far superior than South Africa. That's what the Australians are, and they proved it yesterday. They got to the target losing 3 wickets, and of course Beth Mooney got among the runs, made a wonderful 48, and the player who has replaced Alyssa Healy because of the injury, she is a wonderful cricketer, unbeaten on 38. Georgia Wall, remember that name, she executed 7 boundaries. So just imagine the bench strength of the mighty Aussies. Right, today, let's quickly dive into the game that's coming up. Of course, 2 league games. The first one at 11 o'clock Indian Standard Time or Sri Lanka time as well. That will be between New Zealand and England. And of course, Bangladesh will play against India at 3 o'clock local time. Alina King was adjudicated, obviously, as the player of the match for an excellent performance. Before I wind up, I'd rather give you the schedule. The first semi-final between South Africa and England is scheduled to be played on Wednesday, and the second between England and India on Thursday. Well, it's going to be an exciting week, isn't it, for women's cricket. Last but not the least, yesterday, India beat Australia in the third one-day international, despite them losing the series by 9 wickets at the Sydney Cricket Grounds. These 2 star players were the senior members. Sharma not out on 121, and with him, Kohli remained unbeaten on 76. Well, that's it from me and Lakith Peeris for this Sunday. We hope you'll read the script we have already inserted on www.goforgold. That's Australia's great win against South Africa yesterday. Look forward to your company again tomorrow. From me and Lakith Peeris, enjoy your Sunday.